Blog Talk Radio.
If you believe you can move the highest mountains, cross the greatest oceans, walk across the water, you feel defeated, falling on your knees and looking up for some hope tonight. You try to stand up, but you throw your hands up, like you no longer have the strength to fight. Cause you've seen too many sunsets, too many days ending in the darkest night. But on your own, you'll never know, you'll never know. If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water. Believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water. If you believe.
They say that all you need is faith, but it's almost like you lost your way. Took a few wrong turns, took a few breaks, falling behind now looking for grace. Cause you need someone to lift you up, yeah, make right of the things you've done. Cause on your own you'll never know, you'll never know.
If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water. Believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water. If you believe, if you believe,
you can do anything, you can do anything, you can do anything if you believe.
If you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water. Believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water. If you believe, yeah.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Ask Sophia Show with Sophia Giorgio. Let's bring her in now and give her a round of applause.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. An absolute pleasure to be here with you all again today. And welcome, welcome to the Ask Sophia Show here on G Radio, New York City, where we talk to inspiring individuals who are making a difference in this world. And today, I have a very, very, very special guest, Liz Bateson, the founder of HiNet Connect, a very exclusive business club in the UK, who has been awarded the BEM, the British Empire Medal, by to business and entrepreneurs. Liz, welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. That was such an amazing welcome. And every time I hear that British Empire Medal just makes my whole body have goosebumps. I'm so excited about that.
Oh, Liz, I am absolutely honoured and humbled that you've agreed to come on my show. And I am so excited for us to be able tonight or this afternoon, obviously in the US, to be able to spread some words of wisdom. You are one of the most inspirational people that I know, and I'm humbled and I am blessed to have you in my life. So for you to be here this evening, here in the UK, and obviously in the afternoon there in the States, I just want the world to know who Liz Bateson is and what she's achieved and what she's going to be doing. Before I go there, I just want to tell all our listeners who are tuning in from all over the world today that the chat room is actually now open. And if you want to call in during the show, and we've got 2 hours, this is a special show. We've got 2 hours to talk about everything tonight. So please feel free to call in. The number, I will give you the number. It's 001 if you're calling from outside the US, 563-999-3555. So that's 001-563-999-3555. So feel free to call in. Now, back to you, Liz. I want to ask you, let's kick this off. Can you tell our listeners all about your background, if that's okay with you?
Yes.
Let's start off with that,
yes,
so they know who they're talking to. So,
yes. Well, it's thank you again. It's a massive honour. But I guess really my background, I'm a mathematician, which didn't really align with the world of becoming an entrepreneur, not when I was very early on. So I've come from a world of finance and business and money, but not in my wildest dreams would I have ever have believed that I could be an entrepreneur. I didn't think that was the path for me. So I'm a very proud nerd, Sophia. I'm a proud geeky nerd. I love my numbers. And I love it, Liz.
I love it. I know where to come when I need. Because can I tell you something, Liz? I'm very good with my mind. I've been talking. But when it comes to numbers, I've got to say, I have other people that do it for me. That's really
well,
great,
we all have our gifts. Yeah, we all have our gifts. And I was blessed. Honestly, none of my skills have been anything that I've earned. It's all been stuff that I've been gifted with. So I wake up every day with massive gratitude because, I've got this brain that works fantastic with numbers. But, Sophia, the skill that I discovered when I became, I guess, in my mid-30s was that actually, the most important thing on this planet to become a success in any business, in any entrepreneurial role, is to be an excellent communicator and understand relationships, which is something that you are a master of.
Oh, bless you, Liz. We both have learned our skills, though, have we not? So it's just wonderful. I mean, you are, for me, and like I said in my introduction about you, Liz, you inspire me every day. I see what you're doing and how you are affecting so many people, and the love that people have for you is just out of this world, as they should, Liz, because you are phenomenal. But tonight, I want us to be inspirations to as many as we possibly can this evening and try and help and support, you know, anybody that's out there, Liz, that wants to learn, you know, how to build a business from the ground up, you know, look at all the different elements of business. And we've got 2 hours to go through everything. But, I mean, initially, if you can sort of talk us through, I mean, the first, you know, what is entrepreneurship to you, and why do you think it is so important in the world that we live in today?
Yes. Well, again, as I was saying, I grew up very, very sort of narrow-minded in my career path. I knew from a very early age that I was good at something. And society always sort of kind of mold you down a path. If you're good at something, you need to be working in that field, and that's logical, that makes sense. But for me, it kind of pushed me into a world where I was working with big money. I worked in finance, worked in investment banking and insurance, but you know what, Sophia, I wasn't happy. And I'd be looking around at people that had their own businesses, you know, and they were in control. They were the masters of their own destiny. They were working hard, don't get me wrong. In fact, I would say I've never worked as hard in my life as I have since I became a business owner. But, you know, it's 24/7, isn't it, Sophia? It's not, you can't clock off. It's serious hard work. But I was envious. I looked around and I looked at my life and I didn't, as I said, for the first 35 years of my life, I'm almost 45 now, I never thought about being an entrepreneur. So it didn't mean anything to me. It meant something out of reach, But what I really want your audience, your beautiful audience, to hear today is that being a business owner, being an entrepreneur, is something that's actually accessible to so many of us. In fact, more of us than we could probably even imagine. And right now on this planet, we are entering a new, almost like an industrial revolution, but with AI. We're entering a new paradigm, aren't we? And it's exciting.
Yeah.
And the thing that an entrepreneur means now to me is a creative leader, a creative soul that solves problems in a way, drives forward actions and carves out reality. That I honestly believe that we need entrepreneurs now more than anything. We need people that think outside the box. We need people that can make things happen.
Yep, I agree. And if I had to describe it in one word, Liz, I mean, for me, and this is how I describe myself, is visionary. You have to have the vision and you have to have the passion to want to do it. Like you said, and I reiterate what you said in just a moment ago about, you know, how difficult it is to be an entrepreneur now. We have both faced so many challenges to get to where we are now and where we are today. And how many conversations have we had when we're both sort of pulling our hair out or, you know, but that we then achieve sort of makes up for everything else that we've had to go through to get to that, you know. And that's what entrepreneurship is. It's, you know, it's believing in your vision and what you want to achieve. And I think if you have a plan and you want to get to where you need to get to achieve your vision, you've got to work damn hard. And that's what we do, Liz. That's what we do every day. Some people just don't want to do that. And I've got to be honest, I've mentored a few people in my time. And, you know, there's been times when no matter what, Liz, and I don't know whether you agree with this, but you can't make somebody do anything. They have to want to feel and want to do that. You know, they want to achieve. They've got to have that fire in their belly. They've got to have that, you know, instinct to go out and get it. But if they don't have that, then that in itself is a, you know, is an issue. I'm not going to say a problem. It's an issue. I mean, I don't know what your thoughts are, but I've been in that situation personally when I have actually mentored. So have you ever experienced anything like that with people you've worked with?
I have, absolutely. Well, I've mentored over 200 people in the last 3.5 years. And you're absolutely, I know it's crazy. I counted that up just recently, actually. And when I talk about my mathematics background, I'm actually 10 times over in scientific journals. I love gathering data. So through this mentorship of 200 people, I absolutely agree with you. You cannot infuse your own fire and passion in somebody. You can inspire them, but that drive has to come from a deep, deep place inside themselves. And I find the people that are more successful, and from the data I've gathered from these 200 people and the hundreds of people in my community, is that as long as they are fully aligned at every level with their truth, they will have access to almost a supernatural level of energy. You need a supernatural level of energy to power yourself through and drive through all of the problems and all the obstacles and all of the risks and all of these things. You need to have deep, deep alignment with your mission, with your business. Your business is not something you do to make money. A true entrepreneur is their business. It's who you are. So I agree.
Without alignment,
yes, that's it. And I think that's all the problem is. I think a lot of people perhaps try to become business owners and entrepreneurs, but they're not living from their deep truth. And I did it myself, and I'm sure you've done it. You know, when you try to do something just for the money and not for the passion, then it never works. You're up against these closed doors all the time, and you need momentum. And momentum only comes from a very deep alignment with your true mission.
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it better myself, Liz. That's amazing. Can I ask you to sort of describe to our listeners, obviously we've got listeners from all over the world, and can you give them a little bit of a background on HiNet Connect? You know, tell them about your fabulous community, if that's okay.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, HiNet Connect is one of my most recent businesses, really. I started this during a very, very difficult time in my life, in probably all the listeners' lives as well. It was during lockdown one. And I was at that moment in time, we'd signed and sealed, I was a property investor, we'd signed and sealed a deal that was going to be bringing in about £30 million to me personally. Mm-hmm. So the deal was much bigger than that. And exactly, literally the day that the schools were announced to be closed, because nobody really believed in the pandemic until we started to see businesses closing. The day the schools closed, we got a call from our Canadian investors saying, pulling the rug, we're done. And that was it.
Oh,
so my
God.
Property investment, can you imagine? And I know I'm not the only one that suffered. I know so many of you out there have suffered, especially during that lockdown. It made everyone stop and force them into some very, very difficult corners. And it did the same for me. And I thought, what on earth am I going to do? And almost immediately, Sophia, I had this deep cry, I guess, out to the universe of, you know, what now? I don't know which way to turn, because I'd invested so much of my time, my business, my emotions into these property deals, and you can't build anything on lockdown. So I prayed. I have a strong faith. And the answer I got was not, it was not HiNet Connect in the beginning. It was the HiNet Network. The answer I got very clearly from another place was community. Build a community, because everybody was so separated. And that fear, I'll never forget the things that we took for granted, you know, like going out and meeting your friends in the pub for a drink or seeing your family. It was all taken away from us in a second.
Yeah, it was.
And that it's horrible, wasn't it? Horrific. And that would have destroyed, well, it did destroy many, many businesses. So I thought there's got to be a way. And immediately, thank goodness for online, social media, Zoom, all of these amazing platforms that we can connect on. And so I immediately said, right, everyone is going to be in the same situation I am. Let's get everyone together. All of my high net worth investors, the people I've been working for and with, they were all separated now. They didn't have deals to invest in. All of my founders and all of the people that that were my peers at the time, they didn't have anything to do. So I just brought us together. And that's how HiNet Connect was born. It was actually born out of adversity. But you know what? I think some of the best things are. So we got together and it was just beautiful. I now call myself a community leader, and it's the proudest role I've ever had. I've had some very prestigious titles, but the title of community leader is by far my most privileged and precious role.
And can I just say on that note, Liz, what an absolutely phenomenal community you have, and the people that I've had the pleasure to be introduced to by you personally. And I'm looking forward to next week, Liz. We're going to be there again together next week, which I can't wait. But just to say, you know, they are such amazing people, and they are they have that fire in their belly. Every single one that I've met, you know, through your community have really, really shone. And it's not just about what they've done. They've got to where they are, and they have told me, you know, they've messaged me, Liz, you know, before you were due to come onto the show, the amount of people that I've had message me personally about you, the love that they have for you and the support that you've given them over, you know, the last few years has been phenomenal for them, and life-changing for some of them, you know, from what I can gather.
Wow.
So you, my dear, have done amazing things, and you are going to continue to do an amazing things because you're an amazing person. But I understand as well, as you mentioned to me, and I'd like to sort of like expand on this, because I can't wait for this to come out, and I want my signed copy. I know that you've got a book coming out very soon.
I have.
Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes, I would love to. My goodness, my book coach is going to be absolutely delighted, because I've had some serious like wobbles about releasing this, because I realise actually this is so big. And you know, sometimes when something's so big, you're just thinking, oh my God, it is going to explode. And not because I'm an amazing writer, because I know the world needs to hear this. And so the point of Hynek Connect is twofold, really. Hynek Connect is a business community, but it's also a members club. So I have my high net worth individuals, my accredited investors, and we meet together for, I say the three S, because I don't spell very well: fun, philanthropy, and financial opportunity. Obviously, philanthropy is not spelled with an F, but you get what I mean. And then we have the business community. It's kind of alliteration. And then we have the business community, which are the founders, the operational people, the service providers to this demographic. And we bring it together. So we have people that are high net worth, and we have aspiring high net worth, because I believe wealth is our birthright. So that's the that's the sort of the common thread. But then what I started to do was as I was doing this networking, I started to understand that some people were struggling to break down the barriers between them and the demographic they wanted to work with the wealthy, with the people that have what other people feel is success. Success is very subjective. Mm-hmm. So I started doing a mastermind, and I started teaching people how to upgrade their network. And everyone's heard the saying, your network is your net worth. So I, as a statistician, proud nerd, I wanted to quantify that. So I actually created a mathematical formula to help people actually quantify what is your network and how can you relate that to your net worth? Because I found myself in such demand for my services, my connection services. People wanted me to find them investors, find them projects, find them business partners, find them. And I thought, my goodness, why am I in such demand? So I broke it down. And so my book is called The A to Z of Elite Networking, and it helps everybody understand that anybody, you do not actually have to. I have, Sophia, you'll appreciate this about me. I have connections in industries I don't even understand. I cannot understand these things. You do not.
You know we're in the same boat, though, Liz. You and I are in exactly the same boat, because, like you, I have TNOCI, obviously, which is a high, high net worth individual, a members club, private net. So this is why I connect. This is how we connected anyway. So I'm on the same wavelength as you, Liz. I understand that. But this is fantastic, and it's, you know, it's so exciting. So when is it due out? When is the actual book due out?
Well, it's going to be at the end. Yeah, it's going to be the end of the year. I've got 50,000 words that need a little bit of rejigging, but it's going to literally go step by step to show anybody you do not have to be a technical expert. You do not have to be spectacular in any particular way. The most important thing that you need to have is a good heart. Because the world of the wealthy, I really want to demystify for people. The world of the wealthy is full of people that are struggling with trust issues. Because they are, just like a beautiful person is objectified for their beauty, wealthy people can be objectified for their finance. So they're going around and they're constantly up against, you know, it's difficult. And they can be very suspicious, understandably. So if you develop this, and I'm sure all of your listeners, I know they'd only be magnetized to this. You'll only be listening to this if you've got a good heart. If you can display and show, and I teach you how to strategically work your way into these circles and express your love, your care, your humanity, you will have the most amazing connections that not only want to work with you, they want you to help them. And they want to help you, and they'll become your friends, your confidants.
and you will become, you know, that you are usually, what is it, the five people that you hang out with, you end up being the sixth. This is exactly what's happened to me. And it's about trust. The most important message I want, and I'm a first-class maths degree honours from UCL. I've got all the academic accolades you can imagine. Now I've got this gorgeous thing from the award from the King. And you know what? The most important thing about me is that I care and that I've got a big heart. And everyone out there has access to that. That is where the power is. Finance and accolades and technical knowledge is not security. The only thing on this planet that's security is community, community security. And when you build a strong, healthy, vibrant, pure of heart community, they are never going to let you down. And you'll never let them down. That's what I'm really here for. This is what my message is.
And I love that, Liz. I love it. And you know, one of the things I love about you, Liz, honestly, you are one of the most humble people that I have ever come across. And your passion and the love that you have for your community. When we talk, you know, when we're sitting in the pub, Liz, over a bottle of wine and a few peanuts, and
it's so good.
It is so good. And we are talking. And the fact that we have, you know, we're talking about our communities, and you and I are sort of throwing things out there, and I'm telling you about what's going on, and you're talking to me about your people, you know, your community, and oh my God, the love for the love that you have for your community is phenomenal, as I do for mine.
Yes,
forgive me, for you know, but we have to when you embrace the people that are around you, you expand on what you're without those people, Liz, and the people that surround us, we wouldn't be where we are now. Let's be real with them, because I never did this purely on my own. This is through the support and the love from my community and the people, and I have over 22,500 members internationally all over the world, you know. Yeah, I mean, listen, it took many, many years to get to that point, but I've got, you know, I've got members in every continent of the world. You have a phenomenal network. The slight difference between our networks is I probably have more internationally, but you have a huge, amazing, beautiful network in the UK, which I don't actually. I don't have a huge network in the UK, but this is why you and I work so well together, because we can intermingle. Now, I knew when we talked about all of this, Liz, I wanted people to hear your story, and this is why I wanted you on the show, because you can help so many people from all around the world, genuinely. And if anybody wants to sort of inquire about High Net Connect, we'll be promoting it. Let them, you know, anybody, please, you know, get into the chat room, send any messages, and I'll pass all the details on to Liz. Not an issue at all. I'm just so proud of you, Liz. Honestly, as a friend, I'm just so proud of everything that you're achieving. You are a phenomenal person, and I just want you to shine like you deserve to shine. And this award, so tell us a little bit more about this, because this is exciting. And we'll go back into the business aspect of things, but let's just go into you know, the award, because this must have been such an amazing shock for you when it sort of came about. So tell me a little bit
huge shock. Well it's funny actually, because I was the award is the British Empire Medal for services to business and entrepreneurs. And it was actually at the exact moment I was sat on my floor, and I was I was hosting one of my roundtable meetings. So in High Net Connect, there's all different factions and areas, and I have little different groups. And one of my highest level groups, my highest level mentorships, is the roundtable. And that's where I will physically go out there and help bring the right people to you. And I was actually live doing, hosting a round table, and I had all my beautiful people on a Zoom meeting with me. And the doorbell goes, and I say, excuse me, please can I just go and get that? Because the postman clearly wants me to sign for something. And I get this letter, and it says on it with big, you know, I mean, scary, getting anything from any kind of official letter, It says, from the Cabinet Office. And I thought, oh, my goodness, what have I not done? Have I not paid my taxes? I pay enough taxes, don't I? And I started to panic, and I thought, oh, I don't want to open this in front of all of my mentees. And I did. I opened it out of panic, and we'll talk about panic and my ADHD on another show, I'm sure. But I was in a panic, and I opened it up, and it said, the first words were, by recommendation from the Prime Minister to King Charles, you have been nominated. And then my eyes started to go. I started to sort of like feel a bit faint and sick and hot. And everyone was watching me on Zoom going, what is it, Liz? What's the matter? What's the matter? They were going crazy. And my lovely partner, Andy, he started videoing me. And I was thinking, oh, I'm being pranked. And you know what? I wasn't being pranked. He just knew about it. It took a year. You need to actually apply for this in a year in advance. They do all these investigations into you, check that you're, you know, a person of good standing and there's nothing dodgy in your history and all that stuff.
Bless.
And love you. So I'm kosher. I'm really kosher. And then it clicked. I knew who'd done this. This was the doings of our good friend of mine and yours, Lord Ian Franklin.
He'd nominated me.
And he'd sent, oh my goodness, 1,500 words to get this thing. And honestly, Sophia, from then it was a whirlwind, because now I've found out I'm going to get my award. I'm going to meet the royal family at a royal garden party.
Yeah.
And I have to say, like you said, I am nothing without my community. They made me, they carved me, they created me. So to thank them, I mean, I wish to God I could take them all to meet the king and the queen and the royal family. But to thank them, I'm going to create a copycat royal garden party, and I'm going to bring all my members in for free. And if they're listening now, this is the first thing that they've heard of it, because it's going to be free for them, and we're going to have an amazing, amazing time, because this award is for them. Because I believe, honestly, the fact that we have been recognised by now the royal family and the Prime Minister is that they can see that these communities, your community, my community, other people's communities that are aligned with truth, love, justice and power, these are what is needed. These are the things that's what's needed. And to get a recognition like that, it's just mind-blowing. And I keep trying to retire, Sophia. I'm sure you've heard me many times. I keep trying to retire, but every time I do, my community pulls me back. So I can't retire ever now. I'm going to be doing this till I'm 94.
Oh, no. Do you know what, Liz? We will never retire. We will never retire.
Never.
But, 2 minutes. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, if that's okay. And then we'll be right back, Liz, and we can carry on with the discussion. So 2 minutes.
Amazing.
And we'll be back.
Attention jet setters and high flyers. Are you tired of settling for ordinary flights? It's time to elevate your travel experience with GrexJet, the ultimate luxury jet service. Our cutting-edge fleet features the finest aircraft. With GrexJet, you'll soar through the skies in the epitome of luxury and sophistication. Wherever you want to go, GrexJet will take you there, from bustling cities of the United States the exotic destinations worldwide. Our flights will transport you seamlessly to your desired location. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Step into a world of luxury and book your next journey with GrexJet today. Call us now on 212-951-1324 or visit our website at www.grexjet.net. GrexJet, redefining luxury air travel, one flight at a time.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to Sophia here on the Ask Sophia Show on G Radio, and we're back with the wonderful Liz Bateson. Oh, Liz, it's fabulous to have you on. So excited. It's so exciting that you're able to share your wisdom with everybody, and I'm just loving us being able to talk about everything here. One of the questions that I've been asked here, we've had something come through, and what are some of the biggest challenges that you have faced in your career, and how have you overcome them, Liz?
That's a brilliant question. I would say, as an entrepreneur, one of the things that you will be constantly faced with are challenges. And you know what? The first few times, it's kind of devastating, and you think, "I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm just going to give up." And then, you know, as time goes on, you build resilience. You get stronger and stronger, and then you almost. I'm not saying this, I'm not tempting fate here, but you almost kind of, when a challenge comes along, you've had so many experiences of failing, because failure is an essential part of being an entrepreneur. If you do not fail, you do not take risks, and you do not fail forward. You do not learn, and you can't grow. So there's many, many examples here. However, the first failures are usually the ones that are most devastating, most debilitating, and they're usually there, I believe, to refine who you are as a person, who you are as a business. And what happens is those first few failures are absolutely essential. So I want to encourage anyone listening out there, if you're starting out in business, look forward to failure, because that means you're going to refine yourself and you're going to become the new transformed person, because being an entrepreneur is a transformational process. There's no better personal development course than being an entrepreneur or a business owner. But my first failure, I would say, was trusting the wrong people, Sophia.
This oh, my God. We've both been there, Liz.
You know?
Oh, my God.
You know.
Oh, yes.
You know, and I know the people listening know this. We are the visionaries. We are the creatives. And for that to happen, we have to almost open up. We have to open ourselves up to possibilities. The problem with this is that you become like a shining lighthouse, a beacon of radiance, and people will actually feel it, sense it, and not always the right people will come into your path. So for me, my biggest failures were letting myself down. So there were times in the beginning where I was given opportunities to make money, but it meant I would have to compromise my integrity. And I remember there'd be certain business deals going on, which meant that I'd have to cut somebody out, or there'd be certain things happening and people were bad-mouthing. And what was happening was those four values that my beautiful psychic friend told me about, truth, love, justice, and power, I was breaching justice in my own mind. And I was breaching my own truth. So my biggest failures, or I should say challenges and failures, have been where I have disrespected my higher self. And I have taken a path of profit over integrity. And I'm not ashamed to say that I did do that. I did do that. And you know what? Every single one of those deals fell over. And I'm so glad they did. I'm so glad they did. But I trusted and it is ever so. It's so hard though, Sophia. It's so hard to discern, isn't it, in the beginning?
But do you know what, Liz? You have to go through these. See, I don't see it as a failure, because everything that we do, if it doesn't work, it's a learning curve, and that's how I've always worked from these. But it's so true, because I don't know whether you agree with me. When you chase the money, Liz, it will never come. When you're chasing and you're chasing, you're doing it for the wrong reasons, yeah? So, you know, things that I do now and what we're doing and, you know, with my business partner, with Greg in the US, it's not about the money. It's about legacy and doing things and being able to. And then the money flows anyway after that, you know, and you obviously experience that now as well. And I think that's what every successful entrepreneur has had to go through. And can I be honest with you? I think, you know, I know I have, you know, where people have made it, lost it, done it, etc. You know, it's all part of all part and parcel, I should say, of the learning curve that we have to go through to actually make us successful at a later stage, Liz, to where we are now.
Totally.
Because, you know, we've learned our mistakes, and you don't do it, and that's what you try and, you know, it's not about the money. It's never about the money. And I think where a lot of entrepreneurs go wrong is that they're chasing the deal, and they're chasing and they're chasing. Yes, you have to have strategic plans to, you know, to structure a deal and to put it in place. We all know that. However, you know, when you are doing it for the wrong reasons, the universe doesn't want to give you this. I
don't. Yes, we've experienced it. Well, I always say this to my mentees: your wealth. When people talk about wealth and success, I say your wealth is in somebody else's bank account right now. Your wealth and your is purely a metric of the value you give to the world or an organization or to a process, whether that is from a technical point of view, whether it's from an operational point of view, whether it's from an inspirational point of view, whatever it is you do, you are in service. And your wealth is directly correlated to how valuable other people believe you are. And so when you are, when I was, you know, and I was out there and I was thinking, I have to make money. Well, I'm sorry to tell my, I'm actually glad to tell everyone, there's no such thing as making money. No one can make money. All we can do is move money. You move it.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do you move it towards you, you move it away from you too. I understand money so deeply now. It's a function. It's a wave function. It goes in and it comes out. And unless you can start flowing, you can't until you start thinking about service, because service is the money flowing out, the energy flowing out. And then the money coming in is the opposite force. It's very, very scientific. Everything has an opposite force. And so when you give service and value, naturally, of course, the money comes. But unfortunately, in the beginning, I was obsessed with just getting, making and taking money. And that is not.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that manage to get their hands on money. But if it's not done with the right intention, what happens is other parts of their life will suffer, you know, and you don't have that holistic wealth. Holistic wealth is where money is not even thought of anymore. Money is the side effect of your beautiful, joyous contribution of value to the world.
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more, Liz. I am one. This is why we are so connected, because our mindset is so aligned, and I think our stories are not the same, but they're similar. And I think that's why, you know what we've always said, and because we are so spiritually sort of connected, and I do believe this.
Yeah.
You know, everything for me happens for a reason, and I believe that everything that is meant for you will never pass you by anyway. Okay, so if something is meant to happen, it will happen. There's no stopping it.
Mm.
If it's not meant to happen, it won't. So I agree with you. You know, you can attract wealth, but you can also push wealth away. And it's very much about how you view what you're doing and how you work. Now, for me, it's really important for me. You know, Liz, that I am a big philanthropy is a big thing for me. You know, I love to make sure that I give back. So if we are doing anything, you know exactly that I'm writing a book with Greg at the moment. We've got our book coming out, and we've pre-sold, nearly over 20,000 copies, Liz. It's just unbelievable where we are at this moment in time. And this is a dream that I'd always had, and I scripted all of this, Liz. And this is what I'm trying to use it as an example, okay? As an example of do what you love, everything else will come. Do what you love and give back, because with the book that we're actually producing, I'm giving back because I want to give back. Same as Greg, we're going to be giving back to the Kaleidoscope ball. Obviously, we're going to be giving to the charity. Any certain proceeds from the actual book is also going to go to charity in America and in the UK to help mental health, to help literacy. When you do something from the heart, Liz, the higher power, whatever you want to call it, you know, God, the universe, etc., etc. When your heart is pure and when you do something with a pure heart, it emanates into the universe. I do believe it. And then it comes back to you tenfold. If you do it with hatred or you do it, you know, not from the heart, then again, you get that back and you get it tenfold. So do what you love. You know what my partner, Greg, my business partner, has always said? Money is a ghost. Do what you love and the money will come. Simple. And I think it's really, really important, you know, that we sort of focus on that. But yeah, I mean, sorry, I went off on a little bit of a tangent there, Liz. But
no,
I think,
same,
you know, you and I
same,
are very similar.
We're the same, but we are we connected. We are we're the same
soul sisters.
We are, and we just, you know, when I see you in person, this is the thing. We met at a polo event last year, and what I love to do in my community, so we meet online lots and lots, and we do live challenges, and we have all kinds of things online, but what's extremely vital is that we meet in person too. Now, I am very busy with, I do a lot of consultancy work with my high net worth and with the highest levels of all kinds of stuff, in government even. But what I also love and the thing that I enjoy mostly is partnering up with other people that create events as well as creating my own events. Now, we met at this beautiful event, and this polo event has over 3 days about 1,000 people. And out of, if you think about it, you go to an event, how do you shine? How do you become a person? That's my second book, called In Demand. How do you become a person in demand who doesn't have to chase clients, who doesn't have to chase opportunities, who just radiates? And there are ways to do this. But we won't go into that now. But what I will say is that, Sophia, you radiate. You radiate with confidence. And I love, and the confidence, this is the thing that I want all of the listeners to know, is that confidence is not something you have to gain. Confidence is your natural birthright. You need to let go of things and push stuff away that has covered up your natural confidence. Because when we came out of our mother's womb, when we wanted something, we would cry for it. When we were not happy, we would show it. When we were happy, we would laugh and dance. And all of those things, our natural confidence. We are naturally confident things. So I slightly digress there, but I was saying the way that you radiated immediately to me the values that I hold, because I love to be around people that are in line with my values, and very, very quickly in the first conversation, the first 10 seconds of being with someone, you can immediately feel their energy. And the energy that you send out and that I send out, and is very much in line with, I believe, divine abundance, is we don't need anything. We're not there because we want anything. We don't have an agenda. What we do is look at somebody in the eye and say, you're amazing. How can I help you? And that's exactly what you did. And that's exactly what we did to each other. And it was like a feedback loop.
Exactly, Liz.
A vortex.
And do you know what? This is what I want people to listen to out there. And I'm not going to scare you, Liz. I've just had the figures, or some of the figures that are listening to the show. And I want people, and I'll tell you later, by the way, but the people that are listening out there at this moment in time, okay, please take this on board, because it is absolutely 100% spot. What you align with is what you're going to get back. And if you are... Yeah. Listen, believe in yourself. Oh, my God, I cannot tell people enough. Oh. Please believe in yourself and never doubt what your abilities are. And I don't know whether you'll agree with this, Liz, but I've always said the only barriers or the only restrictions that that we have are the restrictions that we put on ourselves, always. And people sometimes will doubt that they can do. And do you know what? Even if you are struggling, even if you are going through a difficult time and things aren't going your way, just believe that it's going to happen. And believe me, it will. It will.
Oh, gosh.
That is the energy that you're putting out, and that's what will happen. And that is my mantra for everything that I do, because at the end of the day, you're never going to win everything. We don't win everything, Liz. We do everything the best we possibly can, but we don't get everything. But I think we had this conversation, Liz, when we were sitting in the pub, when you were due to go on the train, and we sat there and we had these conversations, you know, when we're talking about certain things, and you're talking about what you can manifest. And we're quite big players when it comes to manifestation and talking about things like that. And some people think it's all spooky stuff, but you know what? it's truly, it's the truth. And and can I give you an example that happened to me this week, Liz?
Yeah.
I was driving back from London. I was in London this week on business. And I had a two-hour drive to get back. And for some reason, one of my connections, one of my really big connections, actually, in the U.S., I hadn't actually spoken to him. And I, you know, when somebody just comes into your mind, Liz, and I was thinking, oh, my God, I need to give him a call. I need to give Bill a call. And I'm not going to give his surname because he's probably listening to the show. But if he's out there and he's listening, I love you to bits. But yeah, I thought, I've got to give him a call. I must give him a call. Do you know what? Within 15 minutes of me getting home, Liz, Bill called me and I hadn't spoken to him for 8 months. I truly believe that things like this are, you know, really, really take note of all of the, what's the word I'm looking for, Liz? I'm just trying to think. Take note of all the signs that are around you.
Yeah.
And you can adapt your business life around that as well. And that's what I do.
Well, this is the thing, Sophia. A lot of people, I learned about, 20, when I was 21, I'm nearly 45. When I was 21, I learned, I got into energetic medicine, homeopathy. I learned a lot about these things that are, at the time, were not very popular at all. I was up against quite a lot of, critics, but nowadays we're understanding quantum mechanics much, much better. We're understanding the nature of reality better. We're nowhere near, you know, we're never going to understand the mind of God, but we're evolving. We're getting closer to the truth, and you can see it. You can see it with the explosion of all of these, you know, coaches and manifestation tools and all of this stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, we've been doing this forever. I've been doing this since I was a child. And I truly believe, and I really want everyone listening to again, take note of this. When we are children, we have this amazing faculty that we use during play, and it's our imagination. And you know what? I started to notice that the things I started to imagine and fantasize about, I got good and bad. So good and bad, you know, you can manifest. I believe we're manifesting all the time. And quantum mechanics, and we won't go deeply into it now, but I was looking about the theory of entanglement and having particles, that subatomic particles, when you are taking these, this is now, it was theoretical in Einstein's time, and now it's actually proven that these subatomic particles, you can separate them over long distances, and you do something to one of them, and the other one reacts. I believe as human beings, we are entangled particles. We are all part of this one big, giant, same thing. So when we are looking at manifestation and making our dreams come true, your actions and what you want to create and how you want to co-create is actually, it's a team sport. And that's why it's so, so important that not only do you believe in yourself, you have to believe in the best in others too. You have to address the best in others. And so that self-belief actually becomes, you know, it becomes belief in our community. There's so much bad news out there. But you know what? It's not all bad news. There's so many good people.
Absolutely. Hello? Liz, we have a caller. I want to, can I say we have a caller? We have, I think it's Erin. Is it Erin?
It's
Evelyn. To the show.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Evelyn.
How are you? Welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. This is so exciting. Yeah. Hi, Liz. I've been listening to you talk as well.
Hi.
And congratulations, Sophia, on this great radio show. I've been listening. I just thought I'd pop in and say hello.
Bless you. Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for Liz or myself? Is there anything that we can help you with?
I just want to say I've known Liz for maybe 2 years now, and through her amazing group, High Network group, and it's like family. We have, you know, I went to an event recently. We had such a good time. It's a real family-based group where we all connect, we talk, we meet up, and I've made some really good friends on there as well. So yes, I guess it's all everything that Liz has been saying today really resonates, because I'm part of that group as well, so I know. So and it's really nice to have
you
in our
how
world as well.
Lovely.
Sophia.
Lovely of you calling. That is just, see, this just reiterates
that's what, we're
what I said about yes. the love for you, Liz.
Yeah.
Yes, well, this is exactly what I was saying. And I didn't catch your name. Who was it, darling?
It's Iram Shah. Iram.
Oh, Iram. I thought it was
yeah.
you, my darling. Iram's the most gorgeous. Oh, my goodness. Now I know it's you. I can feel all the love is coming through my entire body. Iram's the most beautiful. And I mean, she's going to absolutely hate me for saying this, but this lady needs to design her own skincare. If anyone, she looks about 20 years younger and she is all natural. She's gorgeous. But this lady, this is exactly what I mean. If you address, when you're in the process of aligning yourself with your higher self, when you're discovering who you are as a business, as I said, don't think about how to make money. Think about who you are. What's your service to the
yeah.
world? When you align yourself with that, then you also have to, in exactly the same way, we're entangled particles. Your outside world is a reflection on your inside world. So it's very important to change your environment so you are around others that you can see yourself in. So Iram, you know, I see you and I see you reflecting all the amazing things that I want to be as well. And if I can have even
thank
a
you.
1 millionth of your beauty, I'll be very happy.
Oh,
bless you. Listen,
thank you
and
so
you know
much.
What?
Thank you so much for calling. Have a great evening.
Take care. We have another caller on. We have another caller. I'm just waiting for producer to tell me who, because I don't know who it is. But caller, are you
live.
There?
Caller, you're live. The gentleman.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Who
yes,
are we speaking
here.
To?
Hi there. My name's Gary Quigley.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, Liz. I'm fine, thank you, Sophia. How are things on your end?
Good, good. I'm glad. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in.
Of course.
How can we help? Is there
thank
any
you.
Questions or anything that you want to ask Liz or myself? Is there anything that we can help you with?
So just very briefly, I just wanted to share anyone that's, you know, watching or sorry, listening that hasn't connected with us so far, you know, taking a delve into the High Net Connect call and to that community. It's been very much beneficial for me. It's as Liz said earlier, opened my eyes and my network up to people that I could never have got to before, and got me to understand really that everyone's just kind of human at the end of the day, which I think would be very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Potent. Again, agree with you, Sophia. Liz is an incredibly humble person. Even, you know, to the point that she'll, you know, you shower her with the compliments and the first thing she wants to do is say, don't talk to
mm-hmm.
her rubbish, not that good.
I confer with you there. I confer with you 100%.
So my question would be, and this can go to either of you or both of you, whatever you like, but when there's someone out there that's obviously listening and they're thinking, okay, I've tried a lot of programs, I've tried a lot of books, I've done all the right steps and it hasn't really worked for me, and maybe thinking, okay, could this be something that could actually be life-changing for me, or could this just be another one to be disappointed by? How would
mm-hmm.
you kind of, in what words would you say to them, or yeah, to speak to that person directly? I mean, for my example, experience it myself, I would say, you know, give it a chance, the same with many things that I didn't try before, such as meditation,
mm-hmm.
anything spiritual, etc. Yeah, what would you say to that person that's sitting there just sort of on the fence, I guess, and not knowing if they want to make themselves open to changing?
Okay, can I just take that quickly, Liz, and then if you can take that as well,
oh,
and then we have
yeah.
some more callers on that want to come on as well. So, for me, I would say to you, if I was to advise, always never give up any hope that the deal that you are working on could be the deal that is going to change your life. Because believe me, you're going to go through a lot of different deals and you're going to experience a lot of different things through that. But I do it through the same as what you're doing at the moment, through meditation. I listen to self-help. I listen to self-help things myself and lots of different areas, but I never lose belief in what I'm doing at that point in time with any deal. So, you know, that deal is what's going to come over the line. So I believe that that deal is always going to be the next deal that I close, however I feel. So, yeah, I mean, that's how I approach everything that I work with and with my business partners. I'm working on a very, just to give you an idea, at the level of connections that I'm working on and the same as Liz. We're working on a jet fuel deal at the moment with one of my clients who has a huge appetite for jet fuel. And this is something that would, we're not talking millions, we're talking a lot but that is potentially, we're probably 95%, but we've been working on this now for quite a while. But that is potentially one of the biggest deals that we are going to get over the line. But in my head, it's already happened. And that's how I approach everything that we're dealing with. Mm. And if it's meant to happen, it will happen. I've got the right people working on it. I've got the right, you know, the right partners involved in that. So let's see. But that's how I work with things. How about yourself, Liz? How does things go with that?
Your faith, you know, Sophia, one of the things that I absolutely love about you is that if I'm ever wobbling in my faith, I'll speak to you because your unshakable faith is infectious. And Gary, I mean, thank you so much for calling in, darling. I know Gary and I care very much. And I know this is an incredibly intelligent guy. The thing is, the curse of being intelligent and being good at stuff, and I know a lot of you out there will recognize this, when you're good at stuff, and I mentioned it earlier, you sometimes think that that's what you've got to do for a living. And I would say, if you're feeling stuck doing the thing that you're good at or worrying about, Sophia was saying, you know, you've got all these deals coming up and you've not perhaps got faith or the experience to solidify that faith. And you know what I'm going to say, changing your environment, which means physically getting up and going out there and changing the people you speak to, changing the things you do, almost do a 180 on yourself and go and get completely immersed in a world that you wouldn't have even dreamt of. One of my things, when I started in this in the world of business, I was going to all these property networking meetings. And then I realized I'm actually not brilliant at property. I'm going to start going to other people. So I was going to lawyer conferences and medical conferences. I'm thinking, what on earth am I doing here? And every single time you open yourself up to a different environment, it's like learning as a child a new language. You learn the new language. Yeah. You learn, open yourself up to more possibilities. And all of a sudden, you are in an environment that clicks, something clicks. And you know, Sophia and I, we work on deals that are, you probably didn't think when you were a child that you'd be working on a jet fuel deal, did you? It's probably not one of your...
Exactly. And this is what we're talking about. Liz, we have another caller. And Gary, thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Let me introduce. We've got Valita. Is it Valita? Valita?
Yeah, it's actually Valeria.
Valeria, sorry, I need to sack my producer.
Never mind. It's actually this is a
Valeria.
Question
it's a pleasure to have you.
You're very welcome, Sophia, and hi, Liz. It's just a question that ties in with actually Gary's question, and I think it can help a lot of people to have it answered. And I know Liz is brilliant at this. And it's, you know, when we change our environment, we move towards the direction we want to move towards, and we start reaching a higher self. So we experience a transformation. Obviously, the world around us, the people we love, the people we've been with, aren't necessarily on the same journey as we are. So along the way, we might sacrifice some of these connections, some of this relationship. And this might be really scary. And this might be what keeps people from changing in that direction towards their higher self. So what could we say to these people to help them to actually go and do it?
Great question. Great question. I have to say, Valeria, and thank you, darling, for calling in. I lost a lot of my friends. I did lose a lot of my friends, but I didn't lose my family. And I did learn a lesson, and I don't know, Sophia, if this is the right thing to say in front of many, many, many millions of people today, but sometimes you've got to be very careful what you share with whom. And in fact, let me qualify that. You always have to be very careful of what you share with whom. And your dreams as fledgling entrepreneurs or perhaps experienced entrepreneurs and business owners, your dreams, your visions may not fall in line with what other people see as possible. And when you are expressing that side of yourself, it's very vulnerable. You've got to take care of it, and you need to make sure that that is in a safe environment. And I know we've talked a lot about High Net Connect, but any safe environment with people that are going to be there, listen and protect that side of yourself. What I had to do, unfortunately, Valeria, was not share those things with my family. I kind of had this wall up around certain subjects. So to protect my relationships, because there is something that happens when you're going out there and you're climbing higher and you're moving. Not that I believe in hierarchy of spirit. I believe we are all the same, no matter what we do. Billionaire, bankrupt, we're the same. But what I do believe is when you are moving up the wealth ladder, particularly, what you do can highlight to others their limitations. So it's no good for me to talk about a deal that I'm working on that's 12 figures in front of somebody that is just scraping their five-figure salary. They don't actually want to hear it. So I have to be careful. I have to be discerning, and I have to protect others as well as myself from the wrong or the right conversations in the right arenas. Yeah. So I've had to learn that lesson, and it's harsh. It's hard. You can't always be open about these things.
And how would you then say, because of course we change, our mindset changes, the way we feel about things changes, the way we react to the world changes.
Yeah.
And therefore the people who are around us stop understanding us. So that's a little bit deeper than just the business side of things and who we become from a financial point of view or from a success point of view. It's deeper. It relates to our own truth. Who we really are.
Absolutely. Valeria, thank you so much for your question. I appreciate it. And we need to get through quite a few calls. We've got Lord Ian Franklin on the call as well. But thank you so much, Valeria, for
thank
your
you
call.
So much, guys.
Ian. Thank you so much.
Hi, Sophia. Great show. Enjoying it immensely. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks very much. Hi, Liz.
Hello, lovely.
Yeah, great show.
Thank you so much. I'm enjoying this immensely,
I must confess. And I'd like to sort of reflect back, first and foremost, that just to add, although she's had them already, the congratulations for the award to Liz.
Thank you so much. Not possible without
looking forward
you.
To seeing
Ian,
you wearing
can
the medal.
Can I just say, I want a bottle of that Marmite. Can I just say I need a bottle of that Marmite?
It can be arranged, Sophia.
So good.
Thank you.
Can I put you on the spot a little bit? Just reflecting on High Net Connect, and how do you see it moving forward from here?
Oh, great, great, great question. Well, as you know, as I alluded to before, I am in a very privileged position that I can retire. I have been for a little while now, and I've sort of been trying to withdraw myself into this sort of bizarre little image of retirement, which never is going to happen because I love what I do so much. So
a year or so ago, HighNet Connect had a lot of interest from some USA investors, actually, who wanted to take it on and to take it global and phase me out. Not actually just me, not like from the planet, just from the business. And they were going to create this worldwide network, and that really excited me, and I wanted that, and I still do want that for my members. I'd love that. Right now, I am in the midst of just about to release this book. What I would really love is instead, I actually said no because I was emotionally blackmailed, and you know this very well, Ian. I was emotionally blackmailed by my community because I had an award ceremony and I gave out a ton of awards. And then lo and behold, I found myself receiving an award from the community, which gave me so much joy. It was probably one of the most amazing moments of my life. That I was like, it was incredible. But anyway, cut long story short, the future is, I thought, well, why do I need an investor? Why can't I give HighNet Connect back to the actual members? So really, Ian, and I hope you're going to be a part of this, what I would love and what I would really enjoy is for our members to start taking HighNet Connect out there and holding space for amazing people that are aligned with our values so we can get out there. Now, it's taken me a few years to have the confidence and to have the culture to believe in people that I know that the message is going to be undiluted. But you know what? Now, and Ian, you know the people in the community. I think we're ready. I think we're ready to go. And I'd love to give it back to the members to go out.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
I would agree with that entirely. Mm.
You will smash everything that you do, my love. You will smash everything out the park, literally.
Oh,
if we're talking in English terms, quickie, that's literally, yeah, it's a six. So, but no, that's a fantastic question, Ian, as well. And Ian,
thank you, Ian.
Are meeting up very, very soon. And if Liz is available, we'll all have to get together and see if we can... we need to have a catch up. I'm so, so excited about all of this, and you know, it's wonderful. And Ian, I would love to have a chat to you and see if there's anything that we can do potentially as well on the show.
Absolutely.
With you as well.
Absolutely.
So we'll definitely look at that. Now we do have we're having
amazing.
So many people call in, Liz. It's amazing. We've got Martina on the call as well. So Ian, thank you and bless you for calling in as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Martina,
are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Can I also bring in Rochelle? Can I bring two of you in at a time? Because we've got so many people calling. Rochelle's in the US and Martina is in the UK, if I am correct. So
yes.
Can I bring both in if that's okay?
Please, beautiful, my beautiful friend Rochelle.
Hello,
we're
Martina.
Yeah, Liz has changed our lives.
Oh,
correct, Rochelle.
Absolutely.
Hey, Rochelle, you're live, Rochelle.
Hello.
Hi, Rochelle. Yep, you're live on the show. Welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Hello,
I just
heard
Martina.
I'm so excited. I am so excited listening to you. And Sophia and Liz, this has been so inspiring. And Sophia, I look so much forward to meeting you in person.
I'm looking forward to it, Rochelle. I really am. It will be wonderful.
And me too, Sophia.
Hopefully I'm
going to
be in the
see
US
you
soon,
next week. But I will say is the person who I have called in to speak about is, of course, Liz.
Absolutely.
And what and her, I don't, it's not a formula, it's, I don't know, it's just so heart-led. She has changed my life. She's changed my children's life. She's changed people, my best friend. She's changed my dog. I joined, I know, my little miniature sausage dog, really.
Going to cry.
And I know, but I joined HNC, very successful. I was an orphan. I've been homeless. My father died by suicide. My mum was an alcoholic. So when I joined, I was pretty bossy in life. I had an amazing job. And I joined this community. And Liz just like bangs a drum of what's in your heart. And what has come from that has been global changing. And that is no, and I laughed to myself going, oh my God, Martina's changing the globe. And in the tiniest way possible, I am. And that is no, I'm not upping myself. That is, I've joined another amazing HNC masterminder who is everyone's my beautiful friend, but I joined this person to run a freaking heating company, which reduces energy use by 70%, right? And we know how much, like, the globe, and now, if you'd have told me a year ago I'd be doing that, I'd just think you're crazy. But I'm doing it.
Anything is possible in this world. And I think this is the message that me and Liz, I'm sorry I'm talking here, but I think this is the message that Liz and I have really wanted to try and get across tonight, is that, you know, the belief system, anything can happen. Yeah. Never, ever doubt that, you know, or feel that you can never achieve something, because you can. And you've just got to want it enough and do the work to get it, and it will always fall. It will fall into place somehow or another. Yeah. But I'm looking forward to meeting you as well, Martina. Oh, yes. But I've also got Sheena on the call as well. Oh my goodness, you've got so many people. But Rochelle, how are you?
Hi, Sophia. Wow, what a wonderful show. Liz, what can I say? Yes. Oh, I've never dialed into any line in all my life, but this is the type of energy that Liz is. She is a beacon of light, of spiritual alignment. Yes. And, you know, you meet so many people in your life that want to give it all the talk. But my goodness me, you're getting emotional here. God, her love is so pure, it is uplifting. And where she's talking to you now, across the waters, my goodness me, that vibration is going to hit so many people and raise us
can
up.
I tell you, and I don't want to scare anybody, but Liz, can I tell you that our show has hit over 10 million listeners so far?
Wow. Oh, wow.
So that's no surprise. She's amazing.
You're an amazing listener. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, everybody out there. I just want to say thank you for supporting my show, and thank you for supporting Liz and everybody here. And again, Rochelle, I don't know if Rochelle's still on the call. I don't know. My apologies.
I'm here.
We've got so many people. Rochelle, my darling, I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
So many people calling in. I'm trying to give everybody a little bit of a voice if possible.
Can you hear me? I'm here. I'm here.
I can hear you.
Yes.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I just wanted to ask you two real quick. When you first met, how did you know that you would have this synergy to bring you so far along with where you're at now?
Oh, good question.
I just knew when I got introduced. Can I give you the story? Do you know when we were talking about a game, when we were talking about everything happens for a reason? The lady that introduced me to Liz is a lady called Colette. And, oh, my goodness, it was Colette and, oh, my goodness, oh.
It was,
I can't remember
that. Yes.
Oh my goodness,
my,
the beautiful, beautiful,
as well. The pressure.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
I'm just trying
yes.
to think. I'm yeah, absolutely stunning. Dogs.
Sarah
dogs.
Jane.
Sarah Jane.
It was. I'm sure it's Sarah Jane.
Jane.
Sarah Jane.
Sarah Jane. Can't recall. But anyway, cutting a long story short, I was at the hotel. And I booked a hotel to stay overnight because, again, obviously cause it's quite away from where I live. And when I was at the hotel, these two beautiful ladies, little did I know they were part of the High Net Connect group, obviously, were looking for a taxi and they couldn't get a taxi at that point in time. So I offered to share my taxi with these two ladies, and then that's how we went to the polo together. And then they introduced me to Liz, and me and Liz, as soon as we were introduced, Liz, we just hit it off immediately, didn't
Instant.
We? Do you remember that?
I remember the moment. You know when someone's so important in your life because you remember the moment you met them, just like the moment that I met Martina and Michelle. These moments are so, they're so clear in your mind, but I can't deny when I first saw you, you had that look again, as I said earlier, Rochelle, and this is so important for everyone when you're out there and you're meeting people, because you're going to meet a lot of people, especially if you're going to these networking events. When you look into someone's eyes and there's no need, there's no want, there's no feeling that they're going to take anything from you, there's no hard sell, there's no showing off, there's just no BS, pure love, warmth and service. And I saw that in you, and that's when I said, you're my kind. And we just hit it off. And since then, you know, we have to be, oh, gosh, it's about a year now. I cannot wait to be in that room with you again at that beautiful networking event, at the polo, with all those gorgeous
yeah.
people. And I want to relive that moment, Sophia, that love at first sight, because that's what it is. It's a spiritual thing.
We've got the thing is, and I think that the network will find her, but we've got so many amazing things to do together, because I want to bring my connections and Liz's connections together. And I haven't even spoken to you about this, Liz, anyway, yet, but I would love us to do a joint event together for your members, you know,
yes.
the UK and my members internationally, because and I just want
amazing.
To thank Liz phenomenally, and for the members that of High Net Connect that have already helped to support my charity in the UK, the Kaleidoscope Group Mental Health Charity. We have an event happening on the 8th of October, and a lot of them and a lot of you have actually booked to come and attend that event and support that charity. And that, to me, honestly, just that alone has... I just can't tell you how grateful I am, because we've pledged that we want to raise at least £250,000, not on that night, but I want to raise at least £250,000 for this charity, because they need the funds to help save people's lives. And without the funds, they're not going to do it. And I just want to thank every single person from your community, Liz, and you, my darling, for helping me to get as many people in that room to help support
My pleasure.
Us. So I'm going to have to take, ladies, forgive me, but I have to take a very, very quick commercial break again, if that's okay. And I will be straight back with you, Liz. And ladies, thank you for calling in. I am so grateful
to
you all for calling in.
Thank you so much.
See you soon, ladies.
Are you ready for an enchanting adventure that will ignite your child's imagination? Introducing Emma's European Adventure, a captivating children's book filled with interactive fun. Join Emma as she embarks on a thrilling journey through the heart of Europe. From the dazzling streets of Paris to the ancient ruins of Rome, your child will be immersed in a world of wonder and discovery. With engaging activities, interactive and vibrant illustrations, Emma's European Adventure will bring the story to life like never before. Your child will laugh, learn and be inspired every step of the way. Pre-order your copy now for just $24.99. Visit www.emmasfabulousadventures.com. to secure your spot in this unforgettable tale. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to spark your child's imagination and create cherished memories together.
Hey, we're back. You're listening to Sophia on the Ask Sophia Show here on G Radio, New York City. And we are with my amazing, wonderful guest, Liz Bateson. Liz, you
are
rocking it this evening, my love. You are rocking it this evening.
Wow. I'm overwhelmed. I've had so much love.
Oh, my God, Liz, you deserve it. Oh, my God, if only you could see. Do you know what? You know, ladies and gentlemen, everybody out there listening to this show at this moment in time, you have no idea when I try and explain to you that this woman is one of the most humble people that I have ever met. She is a powerhouse. She is a powerhouse. And she just, sometimes I have to whoop her into shape, don't I, Liz? Because she just doesn't realise the impact. She just doesn't realise the impact.
Me.
I do tell you, darling, because you need to know it.
Oh,
listen,
I'm
we've got Paul Davidson on a call. Liz, Paul is on the call. Paul, welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, stroke good evening. How are you?
We're really well. Thank you so much for calling in and supporting us on the show this evening. How are you, Paul?
Oh, I'm absolutely fantastic. I just wanted to say thank you for hosting such a fantastic place to get our leader, our fairy godmother, our curator of chemistry out to the world where she needs to be. And to say thank you to you, Sophia, as well. So it was lovely to meet you at a fantastic networking event. And you also share that same magnetic, beautiful, infectious, humble energy. It's that mixture of confidence and humility, which is so magnetic. And I love that. And so it's lovely to meet you. I just wanted to... say thank you to Liz for her belief in me and changing my life and giving me a place to belong. And I'd encourage anybody out there that is looking for a place to belong, who's got a little piece of a heart that wants to become a collective, that the High Net Connect is the place to be for sure. So, what advice would you give your younger self in order to progress into becoming who you really are more rapidly?
That's a great question. Paul, you're such an articulate, incredible philosopher, and I value you so much. And I'm also so hungry because I've not done my... what I will say, Sophia, is I'll tell you what, that context for that is that Paul runs the Warrior 100 Club, which is the most amazing challenge. He's a mind, body and soul coach. And anyway, I'm on it right now and I haven't had my protein today and I'm failing on that part. but Paul is a huge light in our community. Now, what I would have said is, it's amazing because I'm getting so much love and so much affirmation here, and anyone listening might be under the impression that I've always been this way and always had adoration and I've always been a wonderful person. But I'll tell you right now, I have not. And the advice I would give my younger self is, when I was young, I was very idealistic and I was very full of dreams, and I'd listen to that gorgeous tune, When You Wish Upon a Star, and all of that stuff. And I used to believe that the world was good. And then I grew up and I started listening to the news and I started to hear the things you should and shouldn't do to get ahead and be competitive and be all this, that and the other. And I turned into someone I didn't really like. And if someone would have said that I would get this much love and be cherished by people like I am today, 5 years ago even, I would have said, you're absolutely crazy, because I absolutely did not like the person I was. So I would go back and give advice to my younger self before I turned into this other person, because sometimes the things that we don't like about ourselves are not ourselves. And I made some really, really big mistakes. I took some really bad decisions along the way because I actually, all of my bad decisions, and this is the advice I give to my younger self, all of my bad decisions came from a place where I didn't think I was good enough. They came from a space of imposter syndrome. And what I did was I would put other people's opinions in front of mine, or I would put other people's actions as the ideal as opposed to what I believed was right. And what ended up happening was that I ended up compromising every single one of my values until I turned into something that was quite monstrous, really. And so my advice to my younger self, much younger self, is don't let anybody make you breach any of your highest values, because you know what? This world can be really hard at times. It can be really tough. And you can be told what to think and how to be, and society can mold you into this. As I said, you can sometimes end up being someone you really don't like. And I want to give faith and hope to everybody that the things you don't like about yourself, I guarantee, are not who you are. They're not who you are. So don't give up. There is a good, solid, aligned person in there. And if I can do it, and I came back from the brinks of hell, anyone can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Heart-led leadership is the way, and I think that you've shown that. And I think, like you say, we all have a tune that plays inside of us, and it's whether you choose to listen to that tune. But I think all of our message is, don't die with the music still inside you.
Amen. Amen.
That's what it's about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
And I think, you know what, it's I'm getting really emotional, Liz, about all of this, and I don't normally do this. Mm. I'm just so honoured that you know, we've been able to do this today. And can I just give a shout out to my producer and my manager, Greg, for allowing me to do this show and be able to do this, because, you know, we can make a difference to so many people, Liz, and we can do so much more with the voice and having that voice. And I'm praying and hoping by having this voice tonight, we're going to be able to touch as many people as we possibly can. And if they need the support and any advice going forward, I've told them, if you're willing to do it with me, Liz, then we'll ask them to sort of send anything that they need through, and we'll go through it together. Because I'm so humbled and inspired by all of this. I just think it's great. And Paul, thank you so much.
Amazing.
I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you next week, hopefully. And we have another caller.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Wow. Thank you, Paul. Thank you so much. Is it Sanya?
Sanya?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? So lovely to be here.
Very well. Welcome, darling, to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I also wanted to call and say thank you for the opportunity, first of all, to find out this a little bit, but then to leave. It completely changed my life. I'm going to second call with the belonging. Even if I'm not from the UK, I'm from Finland, but he really dedicated something magical for me to feel
thank you.
I've means like the world to me, so forever grateful for
that. Oh, bless you.
If this doesn't give us inspiration, Liz, to keep on doing what we're doing, oh my god, this is what we do it for. Is this not what we do everything for? Sanya, thank you so much for coming on. And
gorgeous
woman. Can I just say thank you to every single person that has called in, every person that is listening, because this is what me and Liz live for. Liz, is this? I'm talking on your behalf here.
Oh, my
this
goodness.
Is what we live for, isn't it, my love? This is what we live for.
It is. It is. It is. It really is. And every single one of these people that's called in, Sana's just the most gorgeous soul. Paul, Rochelle, Martina, Valeria, Gary, Ian. That, you know, God, I hope I haven't missed anyone. These, as I said, I'm nothing. I am absolutely nothing without them. And I believe that me and you together, Sophia, we can help those people, because I was, you know, I was hopeless. I was absolutely hopeless, and these people have completely transformed my life. And bizarrely, you know, in that weird feedback loop, somehow I've transformed theirs. So I feel like I'm the one that's been helped and coached and masterminded, even though, you know, from an outsider's point of view, I'm doing it for them. This is what we live for, and this is why we've got to get it through to every single person out there. Living a life of service does not mean sacrificing yourself or sacrificing your wealth or sacrificing your energy. It's just getting into the right flow of natural, divine, abundant, masculine and feminine energy that means that every time you give, you get even more back in return. And that is the beauty. And this is the truth. This is the truth.
It is. And Liz, do you know what? It's just such a wonderful, humbling. This is what inspires me to just want to continue to do what I do with my club and what you want to do with your club. I just think it's just, we've got so much to do for this world. Honestly, there's so much more to do, and there's so much more that we can do and bring everybody on the journey with us. And this is all about us working together. You know what my motto is, and I always say it to you, Liz, what do I always send to you? Stronger together. We are stronger together.
Definitely.
Every time. Listen, I'm going to take a 2-minute, not commercial, we're going to have some music played. So let's just take a bit of a breather, because I think I need to just take a breath, to be honest with you. I'm so emotional.
Exciting. I know. It's energy, isn't it? High energy.
It is, and I love it, and I'm sending all that energy out there. So let's go to a quick music break, and we'll be back. you're listening to Sophia here on the Ask Sophia Show on G Radio here in New York City. We're back again with the fabulous Liz Bateson. Liz, what an amazing show. What an absolutely amazing show so far. I am so delighted that you are here.
So delighted.
And I want you, we've got 15 minutes available, Liz, and I want us to fill that 15 minutes with some of your words of wisdom, my love. What do you want to tell everybody out there?
Ooh.
What do you want to say?
Wow. My message, my mission statement. I talk to my mentees about this all the time. Oh, it has been a very emotional show, and this is why, this is the message, and this is why I have been able to do all the things I do today. For anyone that's just sort of tuned in, I am a community leader of a business network, but what I do more than anything is that I speak to the highest version of people. So I know that everybody's got a secret feeling inside them. Everyone's got a secret feeling that there's something really good inside them. And sometimes we express it and other times we don't. And sometimes we let ourselves down and sometimes we compromise ourselves. And all of those things are actually beautiful. It's part of being human. No one's perfect. But it's that secret feeling that I talk to. And that's the thing that I want to, and I know you understand this so deeply too, Sophie, is that revealing that deep birthright magnificence in other people is our greatest joy. So I want other people, everybody listening, and your friends and family as well, I would love nothing more than to just help you realize that no matter where you are right now, no matter how hard it feels, no matter how limited or how restricted or how burdened you are, there's always, always hope. And there's always a door that you thought was that was locked that you can find the key for. And that's what bringing together communities of like-minded, open-minded, incredibly high vibrational people can do for you. They help you unlock those doors.
Absolutely. Yes, they absolutely do. And I completely and utterly agree with you 100% on that, Liz. And on another note, my lovely, can I just ask you, have you got a publisher for your book? Have you got everybody in place for your book yet?
No,
right.
I've got my book.
Can I just let you know?
Book coach Helen.
let me just tell you, my love, because I think me and you, this is another collaboration, companies and sorry, individuals. I am now president of Grex Publishing here in the US. So we and Greg,
wow,
and myself, Greg, and my other business partner, you know Grant Stein, Liz, we've launched and we have just launched another corporation in the US, Grex Publishing Corporation, and we are going to be publishing, obviously, our first book, which I mentioned, Emma's European Adventure.
Yeah.
And I am going to give it a little bit of a plug here. I can't not. I've got to give it a plug. I mentioned it earlier. We are, this book is, as you know, a very educational book.
Yeah.
And we're working with school boards in the US. Greg has been working with the New York and New Jersey school boards. And we've had, like I said, nearly 20,000 books that have been pre-ordered, which we are also going to be giving back to, obviously, charity, which I've mentioned. So anybody that wants to help support, I would kindly ask your supporters, as well as anybody listening out there, because we will ship worldwide, please go to www.emmasfabulousadventures.com. You can pre-order your books there. They're $24.99. A percentage is going back to charity, and we are investing the rest and profits into our other books and educational facilities, because we're going to be doing some amazing things going there. But I want to sort of talk about looking at your book, Liz, and seeing how we can elevate your book going forward as
well.
And I think me and Greg would be delighted about talking how we can sort of look at that, and because I think you are a complete and utter inspiration, and if there's any way that we can help you, from that side. Well, we have a publishing house, my dear, which I am the president
of. That's amazing. You can do everything. You can literally do everything, Sophia. I can come to you with any question. And you know what? This is actually what my book's about. It's. I've actually coined this term now. It's been trademarked. You have a very high network asset value. Your network asset value is so high. And what that means is that I can come to you, or anyone can come to you with anything. And you, if you can't do it yourself, you'll know someone who can. You can just make it happen. And so I'm not surprised you have a publishing house.
Do you know what? Well, you know my background is in media and marketing originally. So I was in media and marketing originally. And it's been my lifelong dream to write a children's book. It's always been something. And obviously, let me just give people a bit of background. So I don't think anybody knows too much, obviously, because this is obviously, you know, I wanted this to be about you, Liz. I really did. But I just want to give a little bit of background. And I want to give a shout out to my amazing business partners and my producer, who you've heard, obviously, Greg, on the show this evening. However, Greg is a member of my club. Greg is a member of the TNFBI, and this is how collaboration has worked. You know, when we talk about supporting each other and working with each other, Greg and I have known each other for a very, very long time, and here we are now with my own radio show, and we are doing lots of different things, and we are going to change the world. We are going to do lots of things. So what I'm trying to say is that anything is possible. Believe, and anything can be possible. And we are now in the process. You name it, we can deal with it. You know, we have a publishing house. I mean, the Grex Holdings group that we are obviously involved in, there's 18 corporations that we, you know, that I'm involved with through Greg now. So anything from private jets to yachts to whatever you can possibly imagine, we have everything that we are, you know, fingers and dipped. That's all I will say. Fingers dipped in every pie. So... but yeah, I want to help you. I want us to see what we can do and how we can work together from your book.
Oh,
I think it needs to be out in the world. And I think we should discuss it and see how we can, you know, help. And we're nearly
incredible.
You know, it's just fantastic. I mean, the fact that we are, you know, there to help each other live and support each other and make every opportunity count. And that's what I truly believe.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, Grex Publishing, please check us out. It's www.grexpublishing.com. It's all there. And I will put the web details and obviously the website on a link on Facebook for everybody to link to and obviously contact everybody. And anything, Liz, your website, anything like that, if you know, happy to promote all of that for you as well, and do whatever we can to try and get as many people directed to your site as well. But
Have you enjoyed it, Liz? I cannot believe it's been 2 hours. This is insane. It's so wild. It's been 2 hours and it's just been pure joy. And I am, my face aches from smiling. And I said that would happen, didn't I? I said it would. And it is all because of the people. And it's all the energy. I believe so much that we are energetic beings. And I know that everyone listening, all those millions listening, is just beaming all that love at us. And it's our responsibility to take that love, take all of that gorgeous time that they can never get back, use it and send it back out to them with more value and more love.
Amen to that. Well, we have a few minutes available now to wrap up now. But, you know, your final words, Liz, what are your final words? And then I'm just going to advise everybody that I'm going to be having a show next week, and we're going to do it probably on Friday, but it will be an early morning show. So it will be an 8 a.m. show here in the UK, and it will be a 3 a.m. start for people in the States. But we're trying all different time sides. But I just thought I'd let everybody know. But Liz,
I'll be there.
Final words, my love. We have 2 minutes. before we close the show.
2 minutes. Awesome. Well, my final words and my final message to people today is everybody wakes up in the morning and most of us are thinking about how to get through. We're in survival mode. We're thinking how to make more money, how to get a better job, how to improve our relationship, how to get fitter. There's an innate drive for evolution inside us. And what I have learned in my half of a century almost is that there is nothing that you can do that can secure your financial, your emotional, your mental, or any health part of your body or your business. Nothing can secure you in any way that's more powerful than community. Community is the number one common denominator in longevity, in well-being, in happiness. And you know what? I didn't learn that lesson until I was far too into my adult years. If I'd have learned this a long time ago, I would have been living happier, healthier, more balanced and richer life a long time ago. So I implore everybody, go and meet your local community, knock on the doors of your neighbours, introduce yourself, go out there, meet the people that are running the businesses outside in serving your community. Go to networking events, go to parties. Find your local charity gala. Go and join your local clubs. It's about community security, and that's it.
Absolutely. Liz, I'm going to have to wrap it up, my love. I have 1 minute left, and I just want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you, everybody all over the world, for listening to the show tonight. Thank you, Liz, for being here.
Thank you.
And again, next week, guys, like I said, probably next Friday, 8 a.m., tune back into the Ask Sophia show, and I look forward to speaking to everybody then. But again, fabulous show, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
Listening. Thank you, Liz. God bless you. Love you lot.
You're welcome. Love you, love you, love you.
If you believe you can move the highest mountains, cross the greatest oceans, walk across the water, the water. You feel defeated, falling on your knees and looking up for some hope tonight. You try to stand up, but you throw your hands up, like you no longer have the strength to fight. Cause you've seen too many sunsets, too many days ending in the darkest night. But on your own, you'll never know if you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water. All you need is faith, but it's almost like you lost your way. Took a few wrong turns, took a few breaks, falling behind now looking for grace. Cause you need someone to lift you up, yeah, make right of the things you've done. Cause on your own you'll never know if you believe you can move the highest mountain, cross the greatest ocean, walk across the water, the water.
you ready for an enchanting adventure that will ignite your child's imagination? Introducing Emma's European Adventure, a captivating children's book filled with interactive fun. Join Emma as she embarks on a thrilling journey through the heart of Europe. From the dazzling streets of Paris to the ancient ruins of Rome, your child will be immersed in a world of wonder and discovery. With engaging activities, interactive and vibrant illustrations, Emma's European Adventure will bring the story to life like never before. Your child will laugh, learn and be inspired every step of the way. Pre-order your copy now for just $24.99. Visit www.emmasfabulousadventures.com to secure your spot in this unforgettable tale. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to spark your child's imagination and create cherished memories together. Attention jet setters and high flyers. Are you tired of settling for ordinary flights? It's time to elevate your travel experience with GrexJet, the ultimate luxury jet service. Our cutting-edge fleet features the finest aircraft. With GrexJet, you'll soar through the skies in the epitome of luxury and sophistication. Wherever you want to go, GrexJet will take you there, from bustling cities of the United States to the exotic destinations worldwide. Our flights will transport you seamlessly to your desired location. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Step into a world of luxury and book your next journey with GrexJet today.